Welcome to Audio Mode Day 7. How picky are you when you record something? You know, there have been podcast episodes where I have at least restarted my intro 4 times, and now I'm getting to do that with my audio modes.
Help!
Man, I wish I wasn't so picky sometimes. I've restarted this at least 4 or 5 times. I have said it's day 6 when it's day 7. I have fumbled on my words. I have mispronounced things. And it's like, oh man, are you that picky too? I know what some people think about perfection in podcasting. And the general consensus is, don't be perfect. People don't want to hear perfect. People aren't tuning into a podcast because they want to hear a perfect Walter Cronkite, right? See, and I'm not going to restart it because of this, but a perfect news anchor's voice and perfect production. I don't think so, unless your market is let's say sound engineers or people that are doing commercials, and like our good friend Michael from Music Radio Creative. I mean, his shows have to be perfect because he creates jingles and he makes intros, outros, etc. for podcasters, radio stations. You have to be perfect. But if you're anything other than that type of business, I think perfection could actually hurt you. I think perfection causes a disconnect from your audience. People want to see that you're human. That's what makes podcasting really wonderful. Number one, the podcasters could talk about anything they want, but the podcasters are way more accessible than any news anchor. Although social media is changing that a little bit. That's just my 2 cents. Hey, let's listen to a recording I did a little while ago. It's called Little Dancer. And I'll do a little intro, a little riff, and then we'll play the track. It's really short. Let me know what you think about it after.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my room.
Ouch. I'll leave all that to your imagination. But yeah, I like to make these little recordings. I also do other ones, personal ones, to people I know about being creative. I think we are best when we are creative. When we create without worrying about what someone is going to think. And I do create things to please people, to make them happy. But if I think, if you go too far in a way that it limits your creativity, I think we are doing the whole world an injustice. So that's a little thought. And it all goes back to being yourself. And if you're not perfect, you're not perfect. Who cares? But certain things do require perfection. Yeah, baby, let's wrap up this day 7.
Remember, go check out Elsie Escobar. She is into yoga. She's also working with Libsyn, a great podcast host, that one that I use as well, and many of my friends use. And she's got some great stuff out there. And hi, Elsie. Thanks for following and tuning in. We had a great chat about Audio Mode. She had been participating in the previous ones. I mentioned to her on our podcast Mastermind Forum that they are running another month-long challenge this month, so she jumped right on board. Hey, have a great day or night wherever you are, whenever you listen to this, and we're going to catch you next time. Bye-bye.